With Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Many organic advocates claim that genetically engineered crops are harmful to human health and the environment. Biotechnology advocates fire back that genetically engineered crops are safe and reduce insecticide use. Now sides are being chosen about whether the new gene editing technology is a helpful new tool to speed up the plant breeding process or not. Undersecretary of Agriculture Greg Ibach was at a House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing and talked about the issue.
As the National Organic Standards Board set the rules originally, right now GMO or transgenics are not eligible to be in the organic program. But we've seen new technology evolve that includes gene editing that accomplishes things in shorter periods of time that can be done through a natural breeding process. And I think there is the opportunity to open the discussion to consider whether it is appropriate for some of these new technologies that include gene editing to be eligible to be used to enhance organic production and to have resistant varieties, drought-resistant, disease-resistant varieties, as well as higher-yielding varieties available.
But it looks like the biotechnology debate is still far from being over. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.